Oh my goodness. I'm so tired of looking at empty seats. My goodness. I forgot. I don't know how long this has went on, but longer than I wanted it to go on. Goodness. On your list of kind of guidelines we have for here at the church, we've got pre-prayer we're not going to have. We'll start that back up next week. And then men's prayer will start back up next Saturday morning. So put that on your list. Kind of scratch that off the thing. We got to go on with what God wants. You know, it's interesting. Just before I get started, I was reading about Nero, you know, in the Bible. And he went to his council and he wanted his way. And do you know what he did? He burned the city down. Wow. Isn't that interesting? It don't work. Because God's in charge. He sure is. He sure is. Man. Keep Connie in prayer. She goes Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock. She's getting an ankle replaced in the one that she's got all the screws in. And the doctor is going to be retiring in a couple weeks. So he wanted to get her in. At first, we said no. And then we got favor with God. And I get to go in with her. And I get to be in the recovery room, and they said, just with a little persuasion, you can probably go ahead and stay in the room with her. So with her, that's a good, yeah. And she got her
COVID test.
Yeah, you know, COVID test. Actually, she was believing for the worst because so many people have had it done and said, oh, it's horrible. They had it done before she even knew it. Didn't bother her a bit, so that all went really well. So we'll be there at 11 o'clock. We got to be there at 9, surgery's at 11. And then Dr. Johnson, who's taking care of that, he said, I want to be there because I got to take some of the screws out this inner foot to put the ankle in. So we're believing for a quick recovery.
Amen.
Very little pain.
Amen.
And all's good. Interesting, Bradley already spoke my message, so we can go home now. No. We've been led by the Holy Spirit to talk about weeks back, if you've been keeping up with us, about in Adam and in Christ. And so I don't want to spend time on that, but we are either born again and in Christ, or we are just of the world and in Adam. And in the natures, in Christ, you all know, we have the Spirit of God living in our heart. In Adam, which you all still have a little, but in Adam, you operate out of your mind, your will, and your emotions, and how you was raised and all that goes with all of that. You were directed by your mind, your will, and your emotions. So in that, that's going to come into play today in what I got to say. Then we fell into, I felt like the Holy Spirit said, get into Ephesians 6 about 2 weeks ago. And I went, really? So we went there. And I want to read just a few scriptures. I don't want to read the whole thing. You all, we're so taught here with everybody that comes up to the pulpit. We know that we have the armor of God. And we know that God tells us that if we walk within Christ, if we walk with that spirit inside of us, that we are covered with righteousness, we are covered with faith, we are covered with shoes of peace, we live in peace, we are covered with all, with sword of the spirit, and I could go on and on with the helmet of salvation. We've got those. But I want to back up verse 10, 11, and 12, and I want to stay there today because if you don't understand what we're fighting, title of the message is The Unseen. The spirit realm is realer than you think. The spirit realm is something that, it's not something made up. See, the Bible, folks, this is the only truth. And I love how Brad did that, because that's where we got to stay, right there, right between these pages. So if it's truth, if it's not truth, I quit. I mean, why would I get up and preach something that's not total truth? Because it is the only thing that is truth. And it tells us that the times that we're in right now, it tells us it's coming. We become lovers of self, even us. Are lovers of self. We all have our own opinion. That is brought in by what you feed and what you hear and what you're around and what you let go in. The more Fox News I watch, the less I like CNN. But when I started watching a little CNN, then I seen the game with Fox. And I'm not cutting down either one of them. I'm just saying you are persuaded through your in Adam. You're persuaded through your own nature that you've all got. You're persuaded in your life about things that you see and hear and how you're raised. You can't help it because that's your old nature. And that's what's trying to direct what's going on now. But we are fighting a power that is much bigger than just your head. We are fighting a power that is designed to destroy us. We are fighting a power that thinks he's got Christ defeated. But see, I have victory, you have victory. We have victory because we are in Christ. We have victory because he tells us these end times. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. It's he's spent all of Ephesians telling you who you are. Then he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Let's stop right there. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the in Christ. Be strong in that that's in your heart. Be strong in that that you know is right. Be strong in me because you can't be strong in you. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord for the power. Power, the word there is dunamis. That's supernatural, beyond what you can imagine power. It's the same, listen, it's the same power. When you dig that Greek, I love this set of scriptures because I've dug a lot of Greek out of this. It's the same exact word that is used when Jesus was raised from the dead. It's the exact word, that dunamis. He was raised with dunamis. You have that inside of you. We as believers have this. We've got it. It gives us a whole different perspective. See, no other, quote, religion, no other belief has this. None. And I'm not criticizing them. I'm just building a better house beside them. I'm building something that they need to be listening because I've got better than what they've got. They've got destruction. They've got all the things that causes chaos. We have got life. We have got the answer. It lives inside of everybody that's listening to me. If you receive it. If you give your heart out there on the internet. If you give, I'm going to be looking at the cameras a lot because Connie says she's smiling at me. So that's the only thing that got me through the last weeks. Listen, we've got it all. That's why he says what he says. This stuff is not just written just so it sounds good. If he says be strong in the Lord, I should be strong in the Lord. For the power, his power, not mine. And his might, not mine. And know that whatever you do for me is going to be okay. I'm going to take care of you. No matter how down you get, no matter how bad it gets, it's going to be okay. No matter. Let's go on. Put on the whole armor of God, that you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, we've taught this a little here, but a word that I haven't brought up much is the word stand. It's a two-part word, and it stand against. It's a two-part word. It literally means face to face. It wouldn't work with social distancing. But we're not fighting each other. The next scripture tells us that we are fighting powers and principalities. We are fighting the demonic forces. Whether you think you are or not, they're there because the Bible says they're there. But that literally, when you look that up, that's face to face, eyeball to eyeball. In other words, the Roman soldier, which this all comes out of, the way they were dressed, the Roman soldier was dressed in such a way that they could see his eyes, and he had no fear whatsoever because he was a Roman soldier, totally covered with armor. They didn't have bullets to go through their armor then. All they had was swords and spears, and this armor was built in such a way that they could not be penetrated. The only weak link in the armor was the Achilles right back here because they had to be able to move. That's the only weak link they had in it. Otherwise, you were covered with, you were covered. Covered. You were covered. But when I'm eyeball to eyeball, it even explains that the shoes that they wore had inch spikes to 3-inch spikes according to the terrain. They could plant theirself with their armor and their shield, and they had a full shield and a small fighting shield. They were totally covered. They could put them shields together, and when the arrows would come flying, it would all be blocked. Why? Because that's how God takes care of us. But we got to recognize when it says stand, it means just that. Don't be in fear of... See, what has been the tactic of all that's going on from the COVID-19 to all the mess that's out there? And I can explain to you that it, you know it's not God when there's so much confusion. There's confusion on whether you should wear a mask or not wear a mask. Now they're saying don't wear gloves. I mean, it's constant changing. They don't understand why there wasn't more cases with all the ones down at Branson got together. They don't. Now they're saying it's okay for the terrorists, I call them terrorists, to march on the cities and tear down buildings because it's okay. It doesn't affect them. That's what they're saying on the news. See, what's happening? You are being deceived. You are being duped, and we're taking it like we're... It's almost like if they said jump off a cliff, it would be better for America. I happened to run across, it just happened to come up yesterday, the movie... Oh, that came to my mind. Inferno. I don't know if you all have ever seen it. If you ought to look it up, it was exactly what's went on with COVID-19. To the place that it was going to kill. This man was crazy, and he thought, well, let's just kill half the population so we'll have room for everybody else. And it was the fight with Tom Selleck. Tom Hanks was in it. It was a good movie, but it was an intense movie because you relate real quick when they say that the cruise ship had to sit out in the water for 2 weeks to see if they had it. And I went, what? And that was made 6 years ago. Listen, you'll understand where I'm going with this. It's being enacted, it's being persuaded, it's being pushed by the next scripture. Let's stay here though a minute. I gotta finish this one. It says in 11, it says, put on the whole armor of God that you'll be able to stand eyeball to eyeball against the wiles of the devil. We know here the wiles of the devil is, that word broke down, is an inroad to your mind. Well, what's an inroad to your mind? An inroad to your mind is everything we have coming in. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what's taking place. Folks, there's things on TV now that 25, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, you would have just went, oh. Now it doesn't even bother you. They've got games that kids play now to where they massacre each other and the blood runs. And the kids are so... used to it, they don't even notice it. Those are the kind of things that changes. That's the wiles of the devil. The commercials on television, folks, I can look around and see it. You know, Skechers, they're the shoe. So I've got a pair of Skechers on. The wiles of the devil got me. Now, some things it's okay, but they use the same thing to take us out of Christ and into the world. And I'm not saying don't get in the world. I'm saying get in Christ in the world. Recognize that you got to be yourself. Recognize that you shouldn't follow everybody. Recognize that just because they say to do, you better weigh. What are you going to... I mean, we've already done it. Don't have church. And now we're not sitting together because they say not to. Which I think medically we understand the situation. I don't want to pick up the cold. It's very infectious. But are we weighing any of the rest that's going on? Are we allowing... See, stay with me. Let's go on here. Number, verse 12, it says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. It used to be people would say with your mother-in-law, but I've got such a tremendous mother-in-law, I would never say that. But used to people say, you know, don't... We're not fighting with the mother-in-law. Well, I'm not fighting with my wife over this. I'm not going to fight with you over things. Because Connie and I had a discussion going up to St. Louis to get her test. never leave that one alone. Do you realize it doesn't matter what you do, good or bad, the worst sin there is in the middle of it? Pride. I don't care what you do. I don't care if you're cleaning your car. You say, well, I do that to keep it nice. Yeah, yes, I understand. But there's always the hidden pride in that. I don't care what you say. Weigh it. Weigh it when you go to do anything. You've got to be real careful because pride is right there. Well, why are you saying that? Because that is what's leading what's going on. Satan fell because of pride. If the scripture tells us that. He thought he was better than. So he was thrown out of heaven and he was thrown on the earth. And the word tells us, and I'm not going to go there today, the word tells us over and over that he is the God of this world. Now, we are not of this world. We are on this world, but we are not of this world. We are in this world. But he owns the principalities, and he's got the powers of darkness. Yes, God's above it all, but God's got a way for us to walk through it to get the rest that are caught in it. See, that's where it's at. It's right or wrong. It's what does God want in the midst of this? What does he want us to do in the midst of this? How's it going on? Listen to what it says. It says, for we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Let's break that down a little bit. There's four groups there. You say, well, Pastor, by the Greek words that come out of this, principalities is the highest position of rank and authority. It's actually even got the word in there, a part of a word in there that talks about they're the old timers. They're the ones that they got threw down. They're the ones that took hold at the very beginning on earth to do what Satan. See, lots of people say, well, the devil's right on my shoulder. No. You're not important enough for that. That's pride got in that one, if you think you are. But principalities are the ones that's over the whole thing. And they are watching the whole thing, and they're seeing what needs to be done, and they're reaching out, and they're directing. They're saying, go this way, go to that country, go to that country, go to Cutler, go to Stillville, take the next group. The next group is powers. The word powers there is second in command, literally, delegate authority to carry out all manner of evil and wickedness. They are told, all right, now you break down. We're breaking down. We're in charge, and we're telling you, General, you go now to Chester. You go now, and you get a cartoon started, Popeye. And you bring that spirit of fighting into Chester, because Popeye and Brutus fought all the time. And you bring that spirit, and you keep that spirit there. And you keep introducing that fighting spirit and everything that goes on. Use pride, because we're pride. Use it to get everything. See, the principalities, we're fighting all this. You say, well, Pastor, you're scaring me. No, I'm just telling you the truth. And I'll tell you the truth when we get done here. We are over all of this. See, that's that group that it's got a sign. Well, then the next group is ruler of darknesses, which is rank and file, which is your soldiers that walk right beside each other, which is the ones that you see the most. Everybody else is back hiding and watching. But these are the ones that are on front line. They're fighting. And they're marching in and they're coming through. We'll say Chester. They're coming into Chester, rank and file. And they're coming in. Anything in their way, they're knocking down. Well, because of the spirit realm that we've got, we are giving them a hard time. So what do they do? What do we do in the military? What do we do when we've got to get in and get Osama bin Laden? How do we get there? We send in the special forces. The special forces is the spiritual wickedness. It's deception at its best. It's those that set things up beforehand. It's those people that, I don't want to get political here. It's those people that set things up that do wrong, that know that they won't get caught or they won't get persecuted, and they set things up. We've got an example of that that's proven now, and I can say it. The Russian hoax. That was totally set up. But it wasn't by men or women. Listen to me. See, this is where we got to. It was by powers of darkness. It was by principalities and powers. It was by the rulers of dark places that's got in the midst. And they were setting up and they... You don't get by with evil. But they are, because they're using people that... And listen to me. They're using people that aren't in Christ. They're using people over here. Listen. Most of us here, whether you like it or not, get caught in this at times. You're used. You know, the next one, I've got to throw it in, is spiritual wickedness at the very bottom. It's that force. It's that one-on-one. It's that one that puts on the mask and sneaks under the water and pops up in the sewers. And they sneak in and they get. They're the ones that are assigned to you personally. They're the ones that wait a minute. Pastor Ron has got a church started and the great leadership and all, and they've got something going. We have got to hit wherever we can hit to slow this down. And they pick on wives, and they pick on pastors, and they pick on leadership, and they pick on deacons, and they pick on elders, and they pick on you. And if they see you upcoming in the Christian walk, and they see you getting more in Christ than not, then they're going to assign principalities are going to go down the chain of command and say, get on them. Deceive them. Twist them. Let them get so caught up in the news that they think everything that's going on is good when we got bad right in it. There was a mob somewhere, Black Lives Matter, and they do, but right behind them, 20 feet, kill the cops in the same parade. See how we get pulled into those things that are, they're good, but they're not. You say, well, Pastor, I believe in that. Well, I understand that, and I do. Folks, I got a son that's in prison. You think I don't know the justice system's messed up? Of course we got to pray, and of course we need to change things, but we don't remove the police force, which is what now is hitting the news. Could you imagine? Even in Chester. I drive so fast. Well, if there's nobody there to check me, and if there's no law, it's not sin. You're all looking at me like, well, listen, before the law, there was nobody in sin. Because there was no sin. Law brings the recognition that it's sin. That's what law was. Christ came to redeem you of that and get you in Him so you wouldn't live like that in chaos. But see, we've got to recognize, see, let me give you some scriptures. Some people are looking at me like, no, that's not true. Romans 8:7 says our minds are against God. It's what it says when you look it up. It literally says there's enmity against our minds. Just because you're saved, your mind is still there. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says their eyes have been blinded. That's us. Ephesians 2:3 says before Christ, we had the nature of wrath. So before you judge the protesters, before you judge all that's going on, before you judge the ones that annihilated the stores, before you ones that burnt down the jail, before you judge, remember, you got the same thing. And you could just as easy, with a wrong opinion, go the wrong way. Amen. Is it wrong? Yes, it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. Everything that's going on right now is just so messed up. But see, we've got to be at that place of not accusing or not judging. We've got to be doing what we're supposed to be doing. It says, folks, down there that we have the weapon. Well, the last weapon that He gives us for a reason is pray. See, I have authority. Hebrews tells us this. When I rose with Christ, I was raised above the angelic beings, which are the spirits. I am above the powers of darkness. So I have authority over the powers of darkness that's directing my life, that's directing my wife's life, that's trying to direct all of our lives. I have authority over that, and if I would stand my ground, there would be less going on than there is going on. But see, we're in a world now, we're in a country that is less than 50% Christian now. There's many that say they are, but they're living over here. There's many that say they're in Christ. They don't even know they're in Christ. They've not been taught. But they're in the world and they don't know why. And they're doing things they don't like, but they don't know why. It's because you're not in Christ with your life. And if that part is your work. That part is getting into your word. That part is getting into the Bible. That part is recognizing he's got you. See, we are totally... The streets we're seeing and the terror we're seeing is what we're living in, folks. It's end times. It's what's going to happen, but we've got to be strong enough to stand our ground for our portion. And we've got to run the demonic forces. They're real. We've got to run the demonic forces out of Chester. And then when you drive into the next town, you run them out of that town. Now, I'm not talking about just constantly scream. You don't need to scream at them. The Bible says pray without ceasing. So that means when you drive through the next town and you feel a different spirit. You know, I drove through Perryville yesterday. You know what I felt? Freedom. Does anybody? All the kids were playing soccer and all the parents were all sitting all around together and they were all just being what they're supposed to design to be. Now, will a bunch of them get sick? Yeah, if they got a cold or if they got the flu or if they've got the coronavirus. Because we're around people. We get sick. It's in a cursed world. We get cancer because I eat too much sugar. I put sugar in my coffee now. I mean, you know, I get my highs and I get my crashes because I put the sugar in. But we've got authority over all this. And I really, folks, if I would stand for it, I would have the power. If I chose to, I would have the power to say, sugar, go. I know a lady that did that. Betty's not here today. Betty, when she recognized that she had a little bit of diabetes possibly, I was so blown away. She just went, oh, really, doc? Thank you. Husband, done. She didn't kind of stop. I think Nona did the same thing. Nona's went for how many years now? No sugar. Lost a bunch of weight. That's what happens when you... And you got less chance of your immune system being destroyed. Well, we could go on and on about that. But we have what it takes. See, folks, Scripture tells me in Ephesians 4:23 that I need to be renewed by the spirit of my mind. I need to be renewed. I need to come to that place of recognizing I could be just as easy for me to be on the streets terrorizing and busting windows as the next guy, but I've got to get in Christ. Did you hear me? I've got to get in Christ. You see, don't judge. And I love how Brad put it. You've got an opinion. I've got an opinion. I found the best thing for me is just because my only opinion that I know is right is this that I'm giving you this morning. Is fact is that we have got to recognize that 2 Corinthians 4:16 says our inner man is being renewed day by day. Yours is going to get renewed day by day. As we get to come back to church and as we get to come back together, as we get to come back to the church on Wednesday night with the young people, it gets renewed day by day. But until then, you've got to fight your own fight. You've got to spend your own time in the Word. You've got to spend your own time around people that are believing like the Word does. If you're running with a non-Christian, I am sorry to tell you, you will become like them because it's easy to get back in the old nature. It's so easy, all of us. Everybody here, if you're doing anything in that realm, that's your old flesh being fulfilled and it becomes a habit. So don't blame those that are busting windows. Well, they shouldn't do that. Of course they shouldn't do that. My goodness. That policeman that killed George, whatever his last name was. I mean, you could see it on his face. He didn't care what he was doing. Even though he had fought him for 10 or 15 minutes and he was on meth, that didn't give him the right to kill him. We understand that. But we all got to understand that maybe there was a place in his life where he wasn't in Christ. Maybe he wasn't in Christ at all. But you got to know that so many people out there don't have a clue. And they're going by what they think. They're going by what you're just as guilty. I'm just as guilty at times. looking across the street and getting mad about something that's going on at the neighbor's house. That's who we're supposed to be seeing. That's who we're supposed to be serving. These people that are causing all these problems, we're supposed to be love. Love is the answer. But you still got to defend yourself. I heard someone say they carry a weapon because I would understand that if somebody come in my house, all I've got is a taser that I don't know if the battery's even working in. You say, well, God will protect you. Yeah, I know that, but they don't know that. Come on. Get to that place of understanding. God has got this. Spend time with Him. Spend time in His Word. Take every situation and know that He's got it. Every situation and know that He's got it. Trust every situation you're in that God's going to get you through it. I promise you, He will. By the internet and by here, maybe you're here today and you say, Pastor, what are you talking about? See, if you're not born again, if you haven't given your heart to Jesus, you don't understand, because your life has always been in this darkness that you didn't even know was dark. But let me invite you, ask Jesus into your heart. Believe that He died for all your sins. Believe that He rose again, and that's all you have to do. You'll start seeing a change. Your mind will start renewing. And then when you start getting around the right people, you'll recognize they got something I want. They're talking right. They're treating people right. They're loving people. And you start renewing. You'll still mess up. But that's what's so awesome about God, is you're still forgiven. No matter if you get born again right now and you mess up tomorrow, you're still forgiven. But it's just that one step of giving your heart to Jesus that turns your life around may take 50 years. You may flip-flop really quick in everything you do. Father, we thank You. Everybody here, what a blessing to get together again, Lord. Thank You that you've got a reason for all this. All this heartache we've been going through with everything that's been taking place around the world, literally around the world, Father, in our communities, with all the sickness and all the people that have died from the different diseases, Father, we know that this is part-time. We're passing through. Father, thank You that by me believing in You and trusting in You, no matter what comes about, I'm going to get better and better and better. And I thank You, Lord, that You are doing the work in me by the power of Your might. Father, we trust You and we thank You for everything that's going on, Father. Thank You, Lord. We give You all the praise, Father. Let's go out with a song this morning. Let's all stand up. When we're done here today, listen to me. You're right now social distancing, right now. Turn around and say hello to everybody that's here. Not now. Wait. Just wait till this song's over. I seen you, Joyce. You've been anxious all morning. Listen, God's got this all. Let's start being the group. Let's start being the people that lets God be God. And let's start doing our right thing as we walk through this and start letting people have space. And if they want to blab and carry on about this and that, just let them blab and carry on and just grin. Because God's got it, not them. He's in control. Neil?